Welcome to the For Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 4th of December, recording at 9:01 p.m. That's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, the highlights here today. Asian stock markets, mixed. Hang Seng was one of the better performers. And also, we had a new all-time high by Indonesia, which has been just rock steady among stock markets. Malaysia and India were down a tiny bit, but really are quite close to their all-time highs in what looked like consolidation patterns. Elsewhere, we had a little bit of drifting, and we saw some softness in Europe in here today. The bigger declines, down 1.9% in Stockholm, and 1.5% in the French CAC, 1.12% in the FTSE 100, and the U.S. market closed with small declines of 0.5% to slightly more for the S&P and the NASDAQ composite. Government bonds, against that background, were quite firm, particularly in Europe. The U.S. dollar slipped in here. This is interesting because, well, I'll talk about that more later. Just continue with a review. And against that background, the precious metals had quite a good day in here today, following platinum's lead yesterday. Platinum continued higher here today, but gold and silver saw the better percentage gains. February gold currently trading at 809, and March silver trading at 1449. Now, US dollar index is currently down 266 ticks to 7566.669. And the euro is back up to 147.60. Swissy down to 1.1165. Beg your pardon, that's a dollar down to 1.1165 against the Swissy. Sterling, however, was a little bit weaker in here today, 205.77. So it puts you pretty much in the picture. Grains and bean complex strong. Oil down a dollar as I speak. 88.31. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, stock markets, after a good week last week, rebounding on encouraging noises from the Fed, are drifting in here ahead of announcements that we get next week. And the banks dip down here today as well. So I maintain that the central banks in the West are behind the curve of events. That includes the Fed, the Bank of England in a big way, and the ECB to a lesser extent. Now, I do think what they do is extremely important in here. It will determine whether stock markets get a deeper correction. In other words, if they stay behind the curve, yes, and that would compound economic weakness, and we've already got a slowdown going. So if they stay behind the curve, that may well suit bond investors, rather, but not much else. What I'd really like to see is 50 basis point cuts coming next week from both the Fed and also the Bank of England. That, I think, would help them to catch up with events. Quarter point cuts won't do enough. Now, if we get the 50 basis point cuts, I would expect that would put a fairly firm floor under these broader indices and crucially boost the very, very depressed banking share indices somewhat further. Now, meanwhile, you can expect a lot of sort of, well, no, we can expect some quiet ranging in here somewhat nervously. We've had a bit of a drop in volatility recently, and that's not surprising. We can't have markets herring up and down incredibly dramatically every single day. So I think we're in a little sort of drifty pause lull here before we get the actual central bank action, and importantly, the central bank comments. I think those comments really can be quite relaxed and tilted strongly towards supporting economic growth, largely because the two main areas of inflation that we have seen have been coming from energy prices, and we're going to get some respite there. More on that in a moment. And the other one is in food prices. We're not going to get any respite there, in my view. But this is not a nut that can be cracked by central bank tightening, or at least not without horrendous costs in terms of global recessionary pressures. In the UK, and no doubt in some other countries, we also have some inflation coming from, rather shamefully, from government services, cost of which has been rising too rapidly. But crucially, we don't have the wage price inflation, and we don't have that much inflation in the form of manufactured goods prices as well. So again, this is a theme whereby the credit crisis has slowed the overall economic cycle and lengthened it considerably, and we're going through this difficult patch here right now, and it's over to the central banks in terms of whether they want this to drag on and be quite painful, or to contain it to just a dull period of retrenchment. Again, higher interest rate, sorry, larger interest rate cuts, 50 basis point interest rate cuts, and I think you'll get some reasonable follow-through rallies from the Western stock markets. I think you'll get Asia's leaders punching up into new high ground. That would certainly include India, although not China, which is probably near the lower side of what's a fairly significant 20% or so correction in that previously high-flying stock market, which I expect to do better from here on, and particularly in 2008 as we get the run-up to the Olympics. Now, what else to mention of import here? Let's go on to look at this dollar. I regard the 145 level on dollar euro as being important. It got within about a cent and a half of that last Friday, I believe, and the euro has subsequently bounced in here. I've regarded the 76.20 level for the dollar index as important, and that was that higher side of that last little range we saw before the dollar index briefly broke downwards once again. And I think if we saw those two levels exceeded, in other words, the euro dropping below 145 and the US dollar index punching up above 76.20, holding that for more than a day or two, that would signal to me that we were going to see a most likely a medium-term correction in the dollar's overall decline, rather than just a short-term correction. But in the last 2 days, we have seen the dollar back away here and soften once again. But this is hardly conclusive. But suffice it to say that we've seen a round of short covering, and that was encouraged by some action from other central banks that were a bit alarmed at the strength of their own currencies. That includes the ECB and particularly the Bank of Canada, which has now chopped rates to try to prevent that Canadian dollar from strengthening further. They've succeeded a bit, although I think probably they have seen the best part of those gains overall. But the greenback is pushed back up to 101.21 against the Canadian dollar, with the help of that rate cut. Okay, precious metals. This still looks very much like a consolidation to me, and I think the big question mark is whether we're going to get gold consolidating in this range, which has been about 780 to the upper 840s, whether that's going to continue for just a few more weeks or a number of months. The dollar's action will be a big factor in that outcome. One always wants it to be shorter, at least if one's positioned favorably for another leg on the upside, which I certainly think we're going to have. But as I say, I don't know whether that'll be a few weeks or a few months from now. We should condition ourselves to suspect that it's more likely to be a few months from now. But platinum will show us. That's in the lead position. And if we get platinum moving above the $1,500 level and holding that for more than a day or two, precious metals could well be off to the races. And I would expect that to happen if we saw the dollar slump back down to its lows. Currently, spot platinum's at 1468. Now, and silver is quite interesting because silver pulled back to the $14 level, went slightly below it. There's a lot of support below that level on the charts, and silver has bounced from that level. But that's been the lagging precious metal in here recently. Now the crude oil price, all that brouhaha up near the $100 level. Crude is back below $90. It's taken out a previous low in that move. And I've commented before that the oil uptrend had steepened, and so that was a form of acceleration, and therefore it did look overextended. So I wouldn't be at all surprised, as a matter of fact, I believe, that crude oil is also in a consolidation phase, and I think we're likely to see it move closer to 80 from today's level of spot price of 88.37 as I speak. I think we're going to see that crude price move closer to 80 before it eventually gets back up to and above the $100 level. So I look for, as I say, some temporary respite from those energy price pressures. But I don't think we're going to see energy costs coming down a whole long way. And in terms of government bonds, they're continuing to take their cue from stock markets, as has so often been the case here, and it'll be interesting to see if we get those bigger rate cuts, if that leads to much profit taking in the bond market. I'll be influenced by the action that I see on the charts, really, but my hunch is that bonds have seen the best part of the gains that they're actually going to see, but I see no evidence yet that this move is actually over. And if I'm right in saying that central banks are going to have to, or have begun, actually begun to reflate the commercial and investment banks through the yield curve, then we won't see bond yields pushing up very much for a number of months. Again, that's a theme here, long-term theme, which has been slowed and extended by the credit crisis. The trouble period for, I think, the real trouble period for bond markets, and also for stock markets after, albeit after, a euphoric run by the latter, will be when global GDP growth is not only synchronized but overheating once again, leading to the next round of higher interest rates. That is clearly not a threat anytime soon, since the immediate concern is the return of some deflationary pressures caused by the house price slowdown, slower economic growth, and no doubt we will see some rising unemployment data before too very long. And I think that's pretty much it. Did I mention the grains and beans? The big announcement is the USDA's stockpile report coming out in January. Prices are firming in here. Ahead of that, I wouldn't be surprised if food prices are not one of the very big themes. Rising food prices, I think, will be one of the big themes in 2008. So there are plenty of opportunities there. And I've got a dynamite report from Credit Suisse on that subject, which will interest you. Actually, there are three good reports in Comment of the Day, which I will have up shortly. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.